10. This is letter number 3012, dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvin, Brooklyn, Avosi V'chazir, Rebbe, titled B'rei Mordechai Sheyichya. This guy's name was Rich. I hope he was rich too. But his name was Rich, and he lived in Melbourne, Australia. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe writes to him, and says that it's a letter in Yiddish. I received your letter, and you don't have a date in it. Rebbe always likes to confirm and say, well, this is a letter with a date dated. There's no date. But I was happy to read that you are beginning to participate with energy in the aspects of the Yeshivas Ole Yeshiv Yitzchak Lubavitch in Melbourne. And I hope that this energetic activity and the important efforts will bring the blessings of the Blessed Hashem and success. So the Rebbe says, if it's true that in all times, in all places, you must have a Torah center, a Torah which is connected with Yirah Shamayim, with fear of heaven, how much more so in our time, in such a place where the Jewish community is beginning to grow? So you must put the greatest effort, and you must engrave it very good in your heart, in your head and your heart, the saying of our sages of blessed memory, Kol ha-mekayim nefesh achas mi-Yisrael ki-ilu ki-im o'ilam mole. Anyone who even sustains even one's life, one Jewish life, is as if you sustain the entire world. So that's it. Always keep this engraved. Just even one person you can help and you can bring them. That is like doing a whole world. In the olden days, the Rebbe said, in the cheder, when you sent a kid to cheder or the yeshiva, so it saved that child, so he should not remain ignorant, shouldn't be an ama oretz, and they made him into somebody who knows how to study, who can read and understand Torah. And a big portion of the children also became scholars. That's what the yeshiva did for them. But in our times, unfortunately, we have to think about saving children, that they should remain Jewish. It's not about making them into scholars. It's not about making them knowledgeable people. It's just to save them. They should just remain Jewish. And we cannot rely on the surrounding, on the community. You must build fortresses, a cheder, a yeshiva, which give the guarantee, which guarantees that they should remain Jewish. And the length in this is extra. So the Rebbe's argument is that in the olden days, a school, a yeshiva, a Talmud Torah was to give them knowledge. Today, it's to save them so that they remain Jewish. He asked the Rebbe a very specific question, from which group should he pull into the finance committee in order to support and to expand the yeshiva? Where should he look for the people? So the Rebbe says it depends on the character and the abilities of each individual. The Rebbe says it's very difficult to give an answer about it. It's not like from which group, it depends on each individual. So the Rebbe says a general response that is important, that you need to be very careful not to give the yeshiva a political color, that people should look at it as a political order, a party character. Because the Rebbe says, this is not a party, this is not party line, it is not political, because learning Torah isn't connected not to politics, so it's not political, it's not aligned with any parties. This is one of the basis, the foundations of the success of the Lubavitcher Institution. They always remained non-party, non-party line, non-political. And when you think about it, in the deeper sense of this, that the Torah was given all at once to 600,000 Jews, the greatest amongst the greatest and the smallest among the smallest. And everybody heard at the same time, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I'm God, your God. That's the basis, the beginning of the Ten Commandments. And Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos, remember the day of Shabbos. V'loy Sachmit, and don't lust what somebody else has. These are sections of the Ten Commandments. So then you can grasp the idea that Torah is for all Jews. That you start with Anoichi HaLashem Elokecha first. I am God, your God. And from that, you need to come not only to remembering Shabbos, but also not to lust what somebody else's have, what somebody else's possession. And the same thing is, you cannot really protect yourself, that you should not be lusting what somebody else has if it's not based on Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And if you don't put all effort to fulfill and to listen to Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos, to remembering the Shabbos. So, the Rebbe says, all these things come together, I guess, if you talk about the belief, you talk about Shabbos, you talk about social justice, you talk about interpersonal relationships, how to feel about jealousy and things like that. They're all connected. It has to be, it comes from belief in Hashem, then you keep the Shabbos, and then you fulfill not to be jealous of somebody else. And the same thing is, not to be jealous needs to be based on the Torah. So there, the Rebbe says, therefore, we should not mix in any politics, any other things. Sometimes this scares away a person because of the side aspect, whether it's the party or the politics, he says, they don't want to associate because it becomes like not their political party or not their view. So the Rebbe says, and that's where you lose the opportunity to connect them with the living Torah and Mitzvah. So basically, the Rebbe's argument to him, it doesn't matter where the person comes from, just try to stay apolitical. As Chabad success is, because it's not political, because the Torah has been given to everybody, and everybody has a part in it, and we need to see to it that everybody is drawn to it. If you start being perceived by other people as in a different aligned with another party that they belong to, then you might lose that people. They're not going to want to come. So therefore, stay apolitical, and that way you will have the greatest influence. The Rebbe says, for sure, you remember our discussion. And I hope that it's extra to, again, restate this again and ask you and to awaken you to do in the matters of the Yeshiva Levi Yosef Yitzchok according to all of your abilities and to utilize your influence to the maximum. And so the Rebbe says, I mean, it looks like from one hand, the guy is involved, but the Rebbe says to him, I need to ask you again that you should do it according to all of your abilities and to do the maximum. And only according to the saying of as our sages, they said, "E mezarzin elo lemezurozim," that you encourage those who are encouraged. I mean, you're not going to encourage somebody who's asleep. You're not going to encourage him. He's going to remain asleep. If somebody's already, so don't, in other words, don't hold it against me that I'm encouraging you. That means that you know, I consider you a doer. You know, you're going to get things done. So, I want to again remind you, again encourage you, in order you should increase your work with blessing for success in all the above, and in your personal matters, I'm looking forward for good news. So, you know, maybe he was rich, his name was rich, and maybe he's going to be rich, but he definitely was there to help the yeshiva. He was doing, the Rebbe was telling him to do more, encouraging him, and basically the Rebbe explains why Chabad needs to remain apolitical, and that's the way to be able to influence. We know that till today, in Israel, they're not affiliated with any party. The Rebbe's tell them not to be any party. Yet, Chabad does vote, the Rebbe used to say, for the most religious party. So they do vote, but they do vote for the in the Knesset, but they're not part of the party itself. I mean, that's
I have a question.